Yeah, I went into a restaurant one evening and asked the waiter, "Do you have egg on the menu?" "No, sir," he said. "We clean our menus every day." "How do you prepare your chicken?" He said, "We don't prepare them. We just say, you're gonna die." Anyway, I had a walk around the place and I noticed there was a couple having dinner. Funny enough, people normally do that in restaurants, but the guy suddenly started slipping down the chair. And in no time at all, he was riding under the table. I saw the waiter going over and saying, "Excuse me, madam, your husband just slipped under the table." "No, no, no," she said. "My husband just walked in the door." They had a cashier in this particular restaurant as well. And one day the cashier stole the money from the till. When asked, why did she do it? She said she thought the change would do her good. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance. And it certainly can't walk, and neither could she, because she was locked up. I guess the penny dropped eventually, huh? Here's the thing, two swimmers got married. They decided to take the plunge. A man runs into the local bank with a twig, and shouts, "This is a stick-up." The cashier said, "So what? This is a major branch." These people are always in a hurry. A man rushes to the plane later on that day and shouts, "Hi, Jack." "Hi, Bill," said the steward. "Have a seat. Welcome aboard." A woman walked into a poultry shop. She asked the shopkeeper behind the counter, which is a damn good place for him to be, "Did he have chicken legs?" "Yes," he says, "I do have chicken legs, but I have a nice personality. Almost made a meal out of that, didn't I? Isn't it funny, you know, when you're walking through the park, every time I see a duck, for some strange reason, I see a plate underneath it. Maybe it's time the duct." Back to the restaurant, I was wandering through and I had a chat with this fellow, and while I was doing that, I noticed the table next door to us. There was a pot in the middle of the table, and the pot kept sort of, the lid kept moving a bit, up and down. And I happened to say to the waiter who was passing, "Excuse me, those people there, what's the meal that they're having?" "Oh," he says, "that's Peking duck. Did you get it?" Terrible, wasn't it? I think when you hear a joke like that, it's probably time to duck or be deducted from company and go take a walk. Take a walk in the Black Forest. One day I wasn't feeling that well, so I went to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, you're going to have to help me out here." "No problem," he says. "Which door did you come in?" Funny, ha ha. But anyway, I did eventually get to a doctor and I said, "Look, I'm not feeling the best." So the doctor examined me from head to toe. He said, "Look," he says, "I can't find anything wrong with you. It must be the drink." "That's okay, doctor. I'll come back in the morning when you're sober." Here's a poem. It's called The Drive. Foot to the floor, take it off quick. Feel the need for speed, it makes me sick. The drive to succeed is something we all need to get us moving. We're addicted to speed. White lines, dotted lines, road graffiti gone wrong. Signs everywhere, the writing's on the wall. Maniacs reign behind steering wheels. They fume, they rage, they tailgate. Act your age. Gentle souls turn mad behind a steering wheel. That's sad. Kill or be killed. Let me pass or else. Driving is a war. It's no fun at all. Too much stress, too much strain. It's such a pain. And yet we have very little to gain. Road manners a thing of the past. Such a shame they didn't last. A sign of the times we need to address. Release the tension, everyone de-stress. Be cool, be calm, be thoughtful. It's grand. It's time we all took a stand. Take it easy, look at me. I'm your man. And my name is not even Stan. That was a poem from Irish Radio Australia. Guess who this is? I ain't gonna tell you.